on the charts, the top 20 songs of the week. You've heard it. You know it. Amen by Natalie Lane, but you might not know the artist, Natalie Lane, and she's here with us. Hey, Natalie.
Hi, everybody. Good morning.
Well, thanks for doing this. You've got very, very deep roots in music. Can you tell us a little bit about how you came to be where you are right now?
Yes. So I've been playing music for my whole life. My parents are both musicians, and so they grew up, or they're leading worship, and so I grew up around that. And music was always around the house, and so my grandma was actually my first piano teacher. And so it just was always around, and I loved it so much. I fell in love with the piano at a young age. And so when it was time to go to college, I knew I wanted to study music and came to Nashville, went to a college called Belmont University, and ended up loving it so much that I stayed and got my master's in piano, which is something that I never thought I'd do. But yeah, I just love it. And through that process of just being in Nashville, I got to start writing with some really great songwriters and kind of starting my career. And so I've been here for 7 years now, was doing the independent artist thing for a while, and then I just signed a record deal last year. So it's exciting to see how God continues to like write this story of music, and it's just doing the thing that I love. So I'm having so much fun.
Well, you also studied along with music, you studied theology as well?
I did, yeah.
Now, did those two things go together well for you?
Oh, totally. That's kind of what I wanted to do from the beginning, just because, you know, I thought if I could study music and theology together, then I could write songs that are very theologically sound, you know, and I think we need that, not only excellent music, but excellent theology in our songs. And so I wanted to be able to recognize those things as I'm writing and really write from scripture. That's how I started writing. And so I wanted to continue doing that. But yeah, my studying that just gave me a really good kind of landscape of theology and of the Bible. And so I'm grateful for that.
Wow. That sounds like it should be almost a requirement for musicians who want to write songs about God, right? We want to get this right, right?
It should be for sure. Well, you just read your Bible and you'll get it.
Okay, that's a good place to go. Have you ever had a song that you were writing going, okay, I like this, but I can't ground this properly?
Yeah, sometimes. I think it's funny because it sneaks up in little ways. It's like, oh, this is almost the truth, but like, could we say it in a better way? You know, I was talking about, you know, the song Goodness of God, where the bridge says, your goodness is running after me, it's running after me. That is so theologically sound, because in Psalm 23, when it says like, your goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, that would be better translated to, your goodness and mercy shall chase after me, run after me all the days of my life. So even that like little tweak in that song makes it even more theologically sound. So I just think it's cool that we can like just slightly shift our language to be closer to what the original manuscripts would have said.
Let's talk about the song Amen. This is the one that we're humming along with right now. If there's more to this song than just a fun way to shout Amen, we would love to know about it.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, this song and the story of this song reminds me that songs can come from anywhere. Like people always ask, you know, where do you start writing? Like, do you start with the music? Do you start with the lyrics? Like, but this song started with that word, Amen. I think it just started popping up everywhere in my life. Like I would read it in scripture, people would say it like, Amen to that, Amen. And like, I just started hearing it a million times. And I think sometimes when we hear things over and over like that, God's trying to get our attention, you know, like when he just puts it everywhere. And then there was one day in particular that I was just having kind of a hard day. And I was driving out of my neighborhood, and this is so funny because it's such a little thing, but one of my neighbors was on their morning walk, and they just like smiled and waved like, good morning. And it just turned my hard day into like, I don't know, it lifted my spirits so much to be like, oh, there's like, there are still good people. Like there's still kindness, you know? And so I was like, what if we could, you know, say amen and agree with the good things that God's still doing, even if it's little things all around us. Cause I think sometimes we like, you know, we pray for the big thing. We pray for miracles and we should do that. But I think actually more often it's a million little things all around us where God is like enveloping us in his goodness with those little things. And so I started writing those lyrics amen for the smile of a stranger, and amen when the good guys win. And yeah, I just wanted to agree with the good, because I think we can even unknowingly agree with some of the negative things, and we don't want to do that, you know? We want to agree with the good that God is still doing. So it kind of came from that little moment.
Her song is called Amen. It's Natalie Lane. Thanks for spending some time with us, Natalie.
Thank you so much for having me.